Hello and welcome to The Print Pod, our daily podcast on the important news of the day. My name is Sharan Puwana, and today I will bring to you the story of Shobha Karandlaje, the Union Minister of State for Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare, and her recent statements that has triggered a political storm in Karnataka and neighbouring Tamil Nadu. Karandlaje, the firebrand BJP MP, was booked on Thursday for a remark suggesting that those responsible for the blast at Bengaluru's Rameshwaram Cafe were trained in Tamil Nadu. The Tamil Nadu Chief Minister, M.K. Stalin-led DMK, has filed a complaint against Karandlaje on Wednesday, and on Thursday, the Chief Electoral Officer in Karnataka registered a case of attempts to promote enmity between people of different regions. DMK, in its complaint, said that the statements were made with the intention to further the electoral prospects of the BJP, and that it generalizes the people of Tamil Nadu as extremists and sought to create hostility and enmity between the two communities of Kannadigas and Tamilians. Earlier this week, Karandlaje had, during a protest to highlight the assault of a shopkeeper in Bengaluru for playing music during Azan, insinuated that Tamil Nadu had become a training ground for terrorists. Her remarks elicited sharp criticism from all quarters, but the BJP MP from Udupi Chikmagalur maintained a stoic silence post the incident. Though this is not the first time the 58-year-old has stirred up a controversy, but it is probably a first that she was forced to retract her words, possibly to contain a fallout ahead of the Lok Sabha elections. Karandlaje apologized for her remarks, but the fallout of her remarks is still unknown, but likely to dent the strides made by Tamil Nadu BJP unit under its chief K. Annamalai. A BJP spokesperson from Tamil Nadu told The Print that Karandlaje did not generalize Tamilians and was only referring to the main accused in the Rameshwaram bomb blast case. The spokesperson suggested that the controversy had remained largely at the top layer and did not percolate among the masses in Tamil Nadu owing to the seat-sharing talks dominating the state's politics at this time. Even though Karandlaje's mentor, Yediyurappa, himself has rarely been seen as a strong voice for Hindutva style of politics, Karandlaje made this her trademark and is counted in the pantheon of other firebrand BJP leaders in southern India, which includes Nalin Kumar Kattil, Basangoda Patil Yatnal, Tejasvi Surya and Pratap Simha, among others. A two-term MP from Udupi Chikmagalur, Karandlaje has now been named as the BJP candidate from Bengaluru North, and her earlier constituents were unhappy with their representative, who voters from the coastal district say prioritized Hindutva and rabble-rousing rather than focusing on development. The BJP was forced to relocate her after the Go Back Shobha campaign erupted in her constituency. But Karandlaje has held her own even in the face of attacks from opposition as well as from her own party colleagues. Often mocked for her closeness with Yediyurappa, Karandlaje has rarely ever hit back at such allegations. In February 2020, Karandlaje had called for greater scrutiny of migrants from Kerala, saying that this demand was warranted for various reasons and not just the coronavirus. In January 2020, she had said that Kerala was taking baby steps to becoming another Kashmir after she alleged that Hindu families in Kuttipuram in Malappuram were denied water supply after they supported the Contention Citizenship Amendment Act or CAA. In December 2017, the Karnataka police had publicly refuted her claims. On December 8, 2017, months before the Karnataka Assembly elections, 21-year-old Paresh Mehta was found dead under mysterious circumstances in Honavar Taluk of Uttar Kannada district. Karandlaje had then claimed that Mehta was tortured and killed by jihadists, even detailing how the murder allegedly took place. 2 days later, the Karnataka police put out a detailed response on social media, which included forensic analysis results, which contradict the claims made by the BJP MP. Karandlaje had also posted a list of 23 pro-Hindu workers in the run-up of 2018 elections allegedly killed by jihadists. Some of these people were later found to be still alive, and at least one of them had allegedly died by suicide. Thank you for tuning in. For more from The Print, become a subscriber at theprint.com/subscribe. I'm Sharan Puwana reporting from Bengaluru. Tune in every day for more such news and analysis.